Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Was that an amazing video? I mean, when I see that stuff, I just tear up. You know, as a father and as a daddy, I'm just so proud to see all the wonderful men of our congregation. And so, listen, I want to give a special shout out to Jason and Marge Garcia, our children's pastors. Man, so grateful for you. And a special shout out to Sheila Gah. Sheila, I'm going to rename you Sheila Spielberg, as she's been coming up with these amazing videos for us. So God bless you, Sheila. Thank you for that. And now, if we could, I want to just take a moment to mention and remind you of the tithe and the offering. If I could just read for you a section from the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. It's funny, David says this as he's taking up an offering to build God's temple. He says this as he was in awe of all that God had brought in. He says this too as he's praying to God Almighty. He says, "For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you." And what David's saying here is all that we've been given, we're just giving it back to you, what already belongs to you. It reminds me of a Father's Day. Like, I can remember being a little kid, and I go to my father and I ask him for money. Why? So I can go buy him a gift. And so the reality is my dad didn't receive anything special other than the heart of me wanting to give something to him, despite the fact it all belonged to him. And that's what we're doing right now in the tithe and the offering. And so I want to remind you that there's three ways that you can give. You can go to our website, encnj.org, and just click on the giving icon. My family and I, we give via PushPay. So you can just text in the letters ENCNJ to the number 77977. Real convenient way to give. And as well, you can also mail in your tithe and your offering to 101 Gibraltar Drive here in Morris Plains, New Jersey. And as always, God bless you as you give. And so, listen, this morning it's my special treat to introduce to you a guest speaker. I don't know if he's so much of a guest because I think you'll know him very, very well. Pastor Shino Prater is the co-founder of our church here at Every Nation New Jersey. He actually co-chaplains with me with the New York Jets. And so as well, he sits on our legal board here at Every Nation New Jersey. So he's not really a guest. He's very much family. By the way, did I mention he's only 2 weeks out from being newly married to his fiancée, Anne Marie? So sorry, ladies. But I really appreciate Pastor Shino taking the time before this big day to share and impart with us his vision or what God's put on his heart. And I'll just say this, he's just, I can't think of a finer speaker for us this Father's Day as I've watched him sacrifice and lay down his life for his three beautiful children. And so I just want to say, Pastor Shino, God bless you. I'm fist bumping you. And get ready, get your coffee, get your Bible, because you're in for an amazing treat. God bless you, Every Nation New Jersey. Enjoy the talk.
Well, good morning, everybody there at Every Nation New Jersey. My name's Shino, one of the pastors who used to be here full time, but I'm now in New York City helping with our team there. The beauty of it is that we're one church with many locations. And so this is still home for me. Miss everybody, miss making fun of Dottie and giving her a hard time, stealing stuff. Miss running with my main man, Pastor Adam, great leader here in this church. Miss hanging out with him, rolling around New York and New Jersey, winning souls for Jesus. And miss the great team that we have here with Jason and Mars there in the children's church. And Jenny doing a great job with our youth and so many great things with her and David. And so, you know, today is Father's Day. It's very special. A lot of guys are out there, men in particular, are excited, you know, today to be a blessing and also to be blessed today as fathers. And so I just wanted to say this from my heart. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day for those that are spiritually fathers, those that are be future fathers. Just want to say happy Father's Day today. Today, my message will be titled The Love of a Father. Now, I know, guys, this is a little mushy. Sometimes you feel a little bit, that word love, you know, it's just, that's more for other things, you know. But no, you know, it's important as men for us to hear that word, because, you know, that word love means something, especially in the kingdom of God, you know. And there's a special type of love that God talks about, and that's agape, where it's unconditional. There's no need for you to do anything, that he just loves you just the way you are. And support for men, even in this culture, you know, sometimes we feel like we have to be a certain way, but, you know, there's somebody that looks down from heaven above that loves us just the way we are, because he made us fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. And so today, if you have a Bible, I just wanted a couple scripture verses that I'll be referencing is John 3:16, a very famous scripture. It just says this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only one son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the beauty of this is that the loving God that we serve, it says that God loved the world, he gave. He gave. And what I want to say today is that as fathers, we have to be giving. We have to be men that are willing to give of our time, of our talent, and of our treasures to our spouses, if you're married, to your girlfriends, maybe fiancés, hint, hint, maybe even to your children or your spiritual children. We have to be giving people. And that's an attribute that comes down from heaven above, that we have a father that loves, but love is action. And so he gives, and he gave us our best. And so today, I just want to talk a little bit about this, that the importance of a fatherhood and being a father is, number one, that we have to be willing to give up our time. Time is so valuable. And there's things, when you look back over your life, you realize how quick it goes. And so time with our children, time with our spouses, time with people is so crucial. And it's important, because it says here in Mark 1:35, it says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, when Jesus got up in the morning, he knew what the day was going to hold. But, you know, he got up for a reason. He got up to go spend time with his father. And there's something about spending time with your dad, because when you spend time with your dad, there's some things that you and I can get. We can get wisdom and insight. We can get strength and courage, and we can get love and affirmation. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Here's Jesus knowing that he's got to have it's not just going to be a tough couple of days, but it's going to be a grueling season that he's getting ready to walk into. And every morning he would rise up to spend time with his father. And so when we spend time with our children, when we spend time with our spouse, you know, as fathers, we have the ability to speak wisdom and to give insight as they're talking to us. You know, what I love about my girls, when they were getting ready to go to college, you know, the thing about it was they were asking me a lot of hard questions. Dad, what about this? And what should I expect? And what should I major? And all these things. And it was great to be able to sit there and spend time with them, because I had to turn the phone off. I had to pull myself away from the television. I had to break away and really lean in, because I knew this was important to them. Time is valuable, I know. But it's also important to give our time to our children, our time to our spouses. And you know what? Both of my daughters made some wise choices. But I know if I haven't given my time, it could have been difficult down the road for them. Time also is valuable when it comes to your spouse. You know, men, it's okay to go out on a date. It's okay to go have some fun here and there. You know, it's important to be able to carve out time throughout the week and days to be able to get back and to refresh and, you know, remember that first love. Hey, you never know, something good can happen. And so it's important to be able to spend time with people, not just fathers, but if you're a spiritual father. You know, there's a lot of young men out there and young women out there that need your wisdom and they need your insight. And it's important for us to have that time to be able to speak on things that maybe we've experienced or things that we've gone through. So wisdom and insight. How about strength and courage? You know, when I'm spending time with my son, you know, there's so many stories, but this one in particular comes to me. You know, when I was here at the church, you know, it was amazing, but I would preach on a Sunday, and as soon as I said amen, I'd sprint out the back door, and I'd have to go coach my son's Pee Wee football team. And I thank God for pastors and leaders that allowed me to go out there and do things like that, because it was difficult, you know, to be able to balance both work and family. But I knew that I wanted to make sure that I spent time with my son before he got older, and really to give that wisdom and insight to him, but also strength and courage. And I remember this one particular time I was coaching, and he was out there on the field, and you know, I wanted to see what he was going to do. You know, was he going to be able to play at this game? And so I had a coach friend over there, and I said, hey, would your son line up in this drill with my son? And, you know, this it's going to be a physical hit. It's going to be some banging going on this drill. But I just need to see what my son can do, if this is really something that he wants to pursue. And so his son happened to be the biggest kid on the team. So I think you know where I'm going with this. And sure enough, they line up. My son's running the football. His son's coming like a freight train, and he hits my son with all types of power and might. And my son goes flying, and the ball goes flying with him, and he hits the ground, and there's this big ooh. And I remember watching my son, and I was just thinking, okay, let's see if he's going to get up from this. And he bounces up, and he runs back to the line and gets back in line with his other teammates. And so I watched him through practice, and then I remember driving home with him. And he looked at me and he says, Dad, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure, son. You know, what is it? He says, have you ever been hit so hard that you wanted to cry? I said, sir, son, absolutely. I've been hit many a times and wanted to cry. Matter of fact, I think I have cried. And we had this big laugh. He goes, Dad, you remember when Timmy hit me? Man, I wanted to cry. But you know what? I didn't. I wanted to be tough and keep moving forward. And it was amazing because I spoke something to him. I said, you know what, it's going to be tough out there. But what I love the most about you, you just didn't quit. And so that's the importance of time. If I'd have missed that moment, if I wasn't there to speak that word of encouragement to him to keep moving, that life's going to throw some stuff at you that's going to hit you harder than that kid did that day, you know, to keep moving forward. And so really giving him that courage to move forward through everything. The other thing about time that is important is that you also get to speak love and affirmation. And love is important and affirmation is important because, you know, love sometimes is spent during quality time, spent in the moments of vulnerability. And I remember when we first moved here, my daughters had moved into a school, and, you know, we now are the minority in the school. And, you know, they had a brown skin, you know, and they would come home and be discouraged a little bit because of the color of their skin, because they looked around and nobody looked like them. But I remember sitting my daughters down and looking at both of them. I said this, you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made by God, and that you are beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. Everything about you is beautiful. And you don't have to be ashamed of the color of your skin. And then we had a joking moment. I said, as a matter of fact, people are paying good money to have that type of skin color. And so we joked and laughed and hugged. And it was just a moment of just being there to affirm them and to let them know that they're loved for. But once again, if I didn't create the time, that time, you know, yeah, the phone's ringing. Yeah, I got work to do, but I had to slow down and really lean in and listen and show love by giving them my time. And another thing is this on time is that, guys, I know we're blowing and going, and we come home exhausted, and we come home tired. But, you know, it's amazing how sometimes we'll go hard for the world, but we won't go hard for our families. And so, guys, just want to encourage us today. Man, carve out some time, family time, time with your spouse, time with people, and really give your opportunity and give your best to people. The next thing I want to talk about is my second point is your talent. Your talent. When I say talent, I'm talking about your gifts. Each man out there has a gift. You have a gift. God has wired you a certain way. He's blessed you a certain way. And men, I want to encourage you to take that and pour that in to your family. Pour that in to somebody you may be discipling or out there working with, because men, there's a lot of good things and good qualities that God has put in us. The Bible says this in Proverbs 22:6. It says to train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, it's intentional. It's intentional in taking your time and your talent and pouring into people is so crucial. It's amazing that when we take what's been given to us, I mean, some of you men are brilliant when it comes to finances, man, take that time and train up our children, pour that into the next generation and help others as fathers to go back and say, man, this is how you can put money aside and build for the future. This is the importance of tithing and offering and being generous. You know, that's something that is important to teach the next generation. And also to teach our families. The other thing that I think about in this, when you think about training, you know, training people up to be men of valor, chivalry. You know, we've lost that in our generation, it seems like. You know, what happened to the time when, you know, you open the door for a woman, or, you know, you see somebody and you stand up when that woman walks in, or and you make her feel special. And men, you know, it's important to train up our the next generation to say thank you and to pour back and to give and to do those things. And so I just want to encourage us in this time, in this season, as fathers, to take our time, take our talents, and to be able to pour back into the next generation. You know, the Bible says this, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Another thing that I would love to say about talent, you know, we get into our connect groups, small groups, and, you know, men are sharpening one another and encouraging one another. But, you know, the same way that we're sharpening each other, we need to take time and to sharpen and define and speak life and encouragement into our children. Build them up the same way we're being built up. Take opportunities to speak life, to minister and to pour into the same scripture verses that are given to us. Man, let's translate and give those scriptures to our children, to our families, and to those that maybe we may be mentoring or discipling as well. So important to take that time and to take our talents and our gifts to be able to minister and encourage others as well. And the last thing is this, my third point is treasure. Yes, when we talk about treasure, we're talking about finances. And once again, as fathers, it's so important that we provide, that we do the necessities to make sure that there's security in the home, that we're doing all we can to take care of our families and to take care of those that need us. The Bible says this in 1 Timothy 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, that's a strong word, but, you know, God has wired us as men to be providers and to go out and do some great things. And not to say that our spouses can or our children can't, but, you know, there is something about a man rising early and staying up late and making sure that he's taking care of his responsibilities. You know, there's been times as a man where real pressures come to my home, where I'm looking at my checkbook and I'm looking at bills and they don't add up. You know, something is got to give here. And you know, but it's a good place to be as a man, because there's no greater place for a man to be than on his knees, spending time with the Heavenly Father, calling on his name for wisdom, for strength, and for guidance. And so being able to provide for our families is so crucial and so important. To be able to take that treasure that God has given us and being able to teach our families and also to teach our homes, you know, how to be generous, the importance of generosity. That's so important. And so I just wanted to share those three things today. Once again, it all starts with our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, He so loved the world that He gave His very best. And as fathers today, I would ask that we too analyze and check and say, you know what, can we give our best to our children, to our spouses, to those around us in our communities, to rise up and be the men of God that He has called us to be. And my last point is this, is that there's nothing wrong as a man serving Jesus. Serving Jesus is the greatest treasure that we can give to our children. And this is why, is because that's one thing that nobody can take away from them is their faith. Passing it down from generation to generation, showing them, yes, money can be taken away from you, relationship, friends, but one thing that nobody can take away from you is Jesus Christ when he's dwelling in our hearts. And so fathers, I pray today that God bless you, that his face shine upon you, that he keeps you, and he gives you the ability to have that passion and that zeal to love to the point where all you want to do is give your best of your time, your talent, and of your treasure. Can I pray for you? Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for the fathers that are watching today, the future fathers that are watching today, the spiritual fathers that are watching today. Lord, I'm asking that, Lord, you would just continue to encourage these men, to encourage them, Lord, as they continue to stand in the gap. Lord, I know it's been difficult, God, with COVID and a lot of the unrest in our nation right now. But right now, we need fathers speaking in to these situations, God, to lead, to guide, and direct our families. So, Father, I pray today that you would bless, that you would strengthen, and that you would encourage. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us today, and everybody have a blessed day.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, emcnj.org.